Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah!
America is so great again.
You are listening to The Ace, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network, with your host, the crazy Alex Cardinale, from Springfield, Massachusetts. You can expect the unexpected on The Ace Network. Now, on to today's show.
With Alex and James Cardinale. Join Alex and James as they break down the world of WWE. They will preview WWE pay-per-views, review WWE pay-per-views, and discuss every and anything WWE. So get ready to rumble, because here we go. Wrestling the Podcast is now live.
Hello, WWE fans. Welcome to Wrestling the Podcast here on Ace Network. I'm very proud to announce that we're going to be having a co-host for Wrestling the Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Cardinale, and I'd like to introduce you guys to the new co-host for Wrestling the Podcast, my brother Jimmy Cardinale. Jimmy, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm very glad to have you as a co-host. I know you're a big wrestling fan.
Of course, I take after my family.
Nice. So, what is your favorite match of all time?
Favorite match of all time? Probably Triple H versus Undertaker, Hell in a Cell, End of an Era match.
That was a good match. I think my personal favorite match of all time would be Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania 25. So our topic for tonight is going to be our top 10 favorite WWE superstars and also our top 10 favorite WWE divas or women wrestlers, whatever you want to call them. So you're going to hear 40 superstars names by the end of today's shows, because 20 superstars between the both of us and 20 divas. And then we're also going to name our honorable mentions, or we'll talk about people who didn't make the list but are honorable enough for us to mention. And if we have time during our show today, we'll talk about WWE Raw from last night. So what we're going to do is we're going to name a wrestler individually, and then we'll finish by the end of the show. So, Jimmy, ready to begin?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay, perfect. I'll have you name your first, your number 10, and then I'll name my number 10, etc. until the show will go.
All right, sounds good to me. Coming in at number 10, I got the first inductee of the Hall of Fame for 2017, the only Olympic gold medalist in WWE history, Kurt Angle.
Nice. Kurt Angle is a good wrestler. What's your favorite match of his?
Probably the six-man Hell in a Cell match they had, which featured The Undertaker, Rikishi, Kurt Angle, Stone Cold, and The Rock, and Rikishi.
Perfect. My number 10 is Mick Foley. Bang, bang! And I'd probably say my favorite match from Mick Foley is Mick Foley versus Edge at WrestleMania 22 in the No Holds Barred match. Have a nice day.
Coming in at number 9, I got Mick Foley because he's the greatest hardcore legend of all time, right next to Terry Funk. He delivers great promos. He has more Oh My God moments than anybody can count. One of my favorite matches with him is when he teamed up with Edge and Lita at ECW One Night Stand in 2006 against Tommy Dreamer, Terry Funk, and Beulah McGillicuddy. And that's my number 9 pick.
Awesome. Whoopee! Have a nice day! Let the party begin! My number 9 is Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold is probably one of the best baby faces in WWE history. And I grew up with Stone Cold. I watched all of his matches, and I liked all of his promos. I think my personal favorite match with Stone Cold was Stone Cold versus Kane, where if Kane lost, he was going to set himself on fire. I thought that was a good match.
Coming in at number 8, I got John Cena. This is probably a questionable pick here, but love him or hate him, you gotta respect him. He busts his ass every day for 365 days a year. He's a 15-time WWE champion. Sells out arenas. He's got a great positive attitude. And for instance, one of my favorite moments of John Cena's career is came on a Monday Night Raw quite a few years ago, where this is another one of his great rivalries. It was with Randy Orton, where they just had a stare off and the arena went completely ballistic. The whole arena was shaking, all the cameras were bouncing up and down, and it was just a great moment for WWE and WWE history.
Yeah, John Cena's a really good pick. He's going to be the face of WWE for many years to come, even after he retires. My number 8 is The Game, Triple H, who is now the COO. Triple H is another wrestler that I grew up watching as a young kid and a teenager. I really enjoyed his heel runs. He's been a great heel, but also he's been a good face. I liked him at Evolution and, of course, as D-Generation X. He's had a lot of great matches, but I personally really enjoyed Triple H versus Sting and Triple H versus Roman Reigns at last year's WrestleMania. But my all-time favorite feud is Triple H versus Shawn Michaels.
Coming in at number 7, I got The Beast, Brock Lesnar. He's an ass-kicker. He's a fighting champion. He's a former UFC champion. Paul Heyman, he has as a manager. Paul Heyman's a god. And Brock Lesnar can just change the complexion of an arena. I can give you his worst match he's ever had, and a lot of people would agree with me on this one. That was with Goldberg, with Stone Cold as a guest referee. That match wasn't pretty good, and it was not pretty good, and hopefully they'll change it up somewhere down the road. Maybe at this year's Royal Rumble, we'll see a little fight between Lesnar and Goldberg, or something that hopefully piques our interest.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you. I think that Brock Lesnar and Goldberg at WrestleMania 20 was horrendous and terrible. My number 7 pick is Goldberg, believe it or not. I grew up watching Goldberg on WCW, along with my number 1 pick, which we'll find out later in the show. Goldberg is actually a monster wrestler. I really enjoy Goldberg. I loved his victory over Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series a few months back. A good way to book Goldberg's return in the WWE. And I look forward to seeing Goldberg this Sunday at Survivor Series. I think Goldberg's best match in WWE for me is Goldberg versus Triple H.
Coming in at number 6, I got the Icon, Sting. I've been following this guy ever since his days in TNA. He's well known for his days in WCW. He didn't do that much for WWE, but he still was a surefire Hall of Famer. He'll always be. He was a great champion. And the best time in Sting's career, I think, would arguably have to be his time in the NWO Wolfpack. He was very loved for all that, and he had a great gimmick his entire career. Everybody loved the face paint. Everybody loved his matches, and Sting will just be known as one of the all-time greats.
I have to agree with you. Sting is one of my personal favorite wrestlers. My number 6 is the new face of destruction, the new face of fear, Bray Wyatt. I know he's kind of young and not many people know about Bray Wyatt, but I think he's going to be the new Undertaker or possibly the new Sting. He does have fear, and a lot of people do fear him. However, I do think he needs a WrestleMania moment, and he needs a few victories in his feuds. But I think I like Bray Wyatt versus John Cena as one of my personal favorite feuds of Bray Wyatt.
At number 5, I have the King of Kings, Triple H. He always has great main event matches. He's a 14-time WWE champion. He's a great authority figure, though many people will not agree. And he is definitely going to be a Hall of Famer after all he's done for the business over the few decades he's been with the company. And Triple H is definitely going to be on my top 10 list for years to come, and so he should every other WWE fan.
Awesome. I definitely agree with you about Triple H. Number 5, I have the Architect, Seth Rollins. I think he's going to be a future main event superstar for many years to come. I like his promos. I liked him as a heel, and I like him as a face. He's a great wrestler. I think of him as a younger version of Shawn Michaels and also a younger version of Triple H. I look forward to his match with Triple H at WrestleMania this year. I think his best match was Seth Rollins versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania 31. But he's had a lot of great matches, so Seth Rollins is my number 5 pick.
Coming in at number 4, I got the Texas Rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's always been a complete badass. He's been always been... Well, I don't want to say a bad guy, but he's been a bad guy and a good guy throughout his whole career. He brings out electricity, very much like The Rock. He's great on the mic, and he's a Hall of Famer, definitely a Hall of Famer. And Stone Cold Steve Austin, that's why he's number 4.
My number 4 is a surefire Hall of Famer. He's had a long career that spanned over 20 years. Actually, his career is older than I am. And that is the Dead Man, The Undertaker. He's been a phenom for the WWE for many years. And I like him because he's a legend and he loves the business. Actually, he could retire now and call it a career, but he continues to want to wrestle and put over younger superstars. I have to say that one of my favorite matches of his is Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 25, and then his feud with Triple H the following WrestleManias. He still has it, and he's still a great wrestler.
I totally have to agree with you there. That's why I have The Undertaker listed at number 3. He's the phenom. Not many superstars in the WWE can accomplish what he has accomplished. I think he should have been able to get more championship opportunities and hold more championships. But I guess that's how it is in the WWE. So you can't really complain, but they have really given Undertaker a great career. And as far as WrestleMania goes, Undertaker will always be the greatest performer at WrestleMania ever. Unless some up-and-coming star, you know, takes the streak into his own hands, which I don't think is ever going to happen. Undertaker is just probably the best superstar of all time, arguably. And like I stated at the beginning of the show, Triple H versus Undertaker at a end of an era match was my favorite match of all time.
That was a great match. Number 3 for me is soon to be WWE Hall of Famer, actually this year, the 2017 Hall of Fame headliner, Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle is a guy that I also grew up watching, and he had a lot of great moments, including Milkomania, where Kurt Angle poured milk or threw milk all over the Alliance. I thought that was a very funny moment. He's a great wrestler. After his WWE career, he had a hell of a career at TNA, but I'll always remember him because his WWE career was a lot better than his TNA career. He had great matches with The Rock, he had great matches with Undertaker, Rey Mysterio, you name it. But I personally think his best match was against Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 21.
Number 2 and number 1 for me was kind of a toss-up. So, it's going to be tough to decide, but number 2 I got CM Punk. He's, in my opinion, the absolute best heel ever in WWE. He definitely takes the trophy for greatest on the mic, next to The Rock, Stone Cold, and Paul Heyman. CM Punk is a great technical wrestler. He's now in the UFC where he got destroyed his first match, or fight, actually, with against Mickey Gall. But CM Punk will always be a fan favorite wherever he goes, which is why he's number two on my top 10.
Awesome. He's a great wrestler. Too bad he quit, though. My number two pick is HBK, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, another superstar that I watched growing up. I have to say he's arguably one of the best in-ring performers that wrestling and WWE has had. He delivers great promos, and he has a great finisher. I've always liked the super kick, and we saw him a few weeks ago on Raw where he delivered Sweet Chin Music to Rusev. He has had a lot of memorable feuds, but I think Shawn Michaels versus Triple H and Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker are my personal favorites.
Number one is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. He's only had a year in the WWE, but he's made the best of it already. He's the current holder of the WWE World Championship. And he's definitely the best pure wrestler in WWE right now. He's my absolute favorite, next to CM Punk, of course. He comes with the entire package. He can be a fierce heel and a beloved face, and he will always be a great champion. And he loves wrestling. That's why he's my number one.
He is a great superstar, and I think he has a great WWE future ahead of him. My number one pick is my personal favorite wrestler of all time, and that is the icon, the vigilante, Sting. He had a great run in WCW, an even better run in TNA, and a short run in WWE. I think that his best match in WWE was against Triple H, and unfortunately, he got injured against Seth Rollins. But I think he'll be back, not to wrestle, but he'll be back to do appearances at WrestleManias and stuff, hopefully. We could hope for a WrestleMania match, but it's probably not going to happen. I think his best feud of all time was against Ric Flair. Sting is probably one of the best wrestlers in the top five for me, so that's my number one pick is Sting. Mm-hmm.
Alright, we're going to switch over now to the new Women's Revolution.
Or should we do honorable mentions now?
We'll do honorable mentions after.
Okay, yeah, we should do the top 10 divas now, or women wrestlers.
Coming at number 10, I got Kelly Kelly. Probably not the best pick, but why not, right?
She's pretty good wrestler and pretty hot as well. But for me, number 10 is AJ Lee. She was the longest reigning Divas champion for quite a while until Nikki Bella broke it.
Number 9, I got Stacy Keibler, one of Jerry Lawler's favorites. In case you haven't noticed, Jerry Lawler was kind of a perv back then, but she's my number 9.
My number 9 is the recently returning Mickie James. She was a pretty good women's wrestler, and she had an awesome gimmick, and I'm glad to see her back in the WWE.
Number 8, I got Mickie James. I loved her feud with Trish Stratus. It would always be one of the best feuds of all time. And I'm definitely happy that she's back now in the WWE. And she couldn't have come at a better time. She fought Asuka for the NXT Championship. The end of that match, I wasn't really a fan of because I think she submitted too early, but it was still a hell of a match, and I can't wait to see her versus Becky Lynch.
I agree with you. I think she did submit too early. But my number 8 pick is the Glamazon Beth Phoenix, Edge's wife. She had a great match, and she always had great matches, and she's a dominating woman.
Number 6, I got the current NXT champion, NXT Women's Champion, Asuka, even though she hasn't been with the WWE for very long, she certainly made one of the biggest impacts on wrestling as anyone could ever have. She's a fierce competitor, and she's a dominating superstar, and I don't think she's going to be losing that championship anytime soon.
I look forward to seeing Asuka head up to the main event of WWE, the main roster of WWE. My number 7 pick is Lita. I think Lita's a great wrestler. She's a Hall of Famer, and she's had memorable matches, and she had a great run with Edge.
Number 6, I got Charlotte Flair. Of course, Ric Flair's daughter. She's undefeated at pay-per-views. She's a great main event caliber women's wrestler. And she's just a great wrestler, a great performer.
Number 6 for me is WWE Hall of Famer Trish Stratus, who recently had a baby. So congratulations to Trish Stratus. She had a lot of great matches. Her best feud is with Lita. Those two put together an awesome women's feud.
Number 5, I got Sasha Banks, the legit boss. Like Charlotte, she's a very good performer, very great competitor. In my opinion, she's the best coming up of the newly found four horsewomen, including Bayley, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Sasha Banks. At the Nia Jax and Sasha Banks feud that they're doing right now, I think is pretty entertaining, and Sasha Banks is number 5 for me.
I agree. I look forward to the Sasha Banks and Nia Jax match at Royal Rumble and their feud. My number 5 is a woman who wasn't around WWE for a long time, probably about 4 or 5 months at most, but I've always enjoyed her run in TNA, and she's a very dominating monster woman, and that's Karma. Karma is my number 5.
Number 4, I have Miss Elizabeth. Everybody loves Miss Elizabeth, even the Macho Man, rest in peace. Miss Elizabeth was very entertaining, and she was always a great performer.
Oh, yeah! My number 4 is a woman wrestler who recently passed away, and that is Chyna. Chyna revolutionized the women's division by proving that women are as good as male wrestlers, and she was a part of D-Generation X, and she was very good as a member of DX and a very good women wrestler.
Number 3, I have perhaps the best woman superstar of all time in Trish Stratus. But this is a list of our top 10, and Trish Stratus just didn't make the cut for number 1 for me, but she'll always be the best diva of all time, no matter what anybody says. And she was a great champion, and hopefully we'll see her around soon. I know she had a child recently, but we'll still love to see her around.
My number 3 pick is Sasha Banks, an up-and-coming women's wrestler from the Women's Revolution. I think she has a lot of talent, and she's going to be a women's champion for years to come.
Number 2, I have the current Raw commissioner, Stephanie McMahon. Who doesn't like Stephanie McMahon? Yes, she abuses her power, but Stephanie's always going to be a part of the WWE, and she's always going to be one of the best woman of all time in WWE.
I agree with you there. Stephanie McMahon is a wonderful wrestler and also a wonderful authority figure, and she's pretty hot as well. Number 2 for me is Nia Jax. She's a new version of Karma. I think she's a dominating women's wrestler. I think she's going to be champion as well at some point, and I've enjoyed her matches. She's a big monster, and she's very pretty and hot as well.
Number 1, I got Lita. She was her best time in her career, I think, was with Edge. But don't get me wrong, she was still a great champion, and her feud with Trish Stratus was also very great. And like I said earlier, the match she had at ECW One Night Stand, where she tagged with Edge and Mick Foley versus Tommy Dreamer, Terry Funk, and Beulah McGillicuddy, was very entertaining. And because she was a part of it, it just made the match that much better.
Very well said. And my number one pick for women wrestler is Charlotte Flair, the daughter of Ric Flair. She has a lot of talent, and I've enjoyed all of her matches. And she's undefeated on pay-per-views when she's defending her women's championship, which is incredible. One full year undefeated. We'll see if that streak ends this year.
Sounds good. So I'm just going to run right through the honorable mentions. I'm going to start with the woman. Coming in at number 5, we're going to do from 5 to 1. From number 5, I got Tori Wilson.
My number 5 for my honorable mention is Becky Lynch.
Number 4, I have Sable.
My number 4 is Christy Hemme, a very nice woman.
Number 3, I have Becky Lynch.
My number 3 is The Miz's wife, Maryse.
Number 2, I have the Bella Twins. That includes Nikki Ambry.
My number 2 is Tori Wilson.
And coming in number 1, I have AJ Lee.
And my number 1 is Vicky Guerrero. Excuse me.
All right, so transitioning back over to the WWE male superstars. Number 5, I have Goldberg.
My number 5 is the WWE Hall of Famer, the Rated R Superstar, Edge. He's had a lot of great WWE matches and moments.
Number 4, I have HBK, Shawn Michaels.
My number 4 is, for all you stupid idiots out there, Chris Jericho.
Number 3, I have Randy Orton.
And my number 3 is the Big Red Monster, Kane.
Number 2, I have The Rock.
My number 2 is, well, it's the Big Show. Big Show is my number 2.
And number 1, I have the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
My number 1 honorable mention for WWE male superstars is Scott Steiner. So, Jimmy, what did you think of Raw last night?
The ending to the show was great, along with Sami Zayn versus Seth Rollins with I don't want to call it an appearance by Triple H, but let's just say an appearance of his new Titantron. That was a very great part of Raw. And I also liked the return of the Big Show where he confronted Braun Strowman. I thought that was pretty cool. So yeah, overall I think Raw last night was pretty good. It could have been better, but it actually was a pretty good episode of Raw. We're just about a week removed now from the Royal Rumble match, which I think will be one of the best, if not the best, Royal Rumble match of all time. And I can't wait to see it. This Raw is pretty good.
Calm the fuck down.
I agree with you, and I think this year's Royal Rumble is going to be great, but this past Raw was pretty decent. I enjoyed Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, and Undertaker ending the show. Three great legends. I think that promotes the Royal Rumble pretty well. And I think that we now know that Triple H versus Rollins is going to happen at WrestleMania due to Triple H costing him the match against Sami Zayn. I also enjoyed the return of the Big Show. So Raw looks to be heading in a better direction, but I think SmackDown Live is the better show. What do you think, Jimmy?
I'm going to have to go with SmackDown Live just for the pure fact that my number one favorite superstar of all time, AJ Styles, is the face that runs the place, and he is the current champion on SmackDown Live. And that's all I got to say for why SmackDown is my favorite show over Raw.
Awesome. So we're going to take our intermission where we're going to hear one song plus upcoming events for Ace Network. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up today's show. So don't go anywhere, folks. Next week is Super Bowl 51 week right here on Ace Network with me, Alex Cardinelli. Come join me as we celebrate Super Bowl 51 live on Ace Network all week next week, starting on Monday, January 30th, where I'll talk about my personal favorite Super Bowls at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Then join me the next day, Tuesday, January 31st, 2017, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, as I break down how the Patriots and Falcons made it to Super Bowl 51. Then join me on Thursday, February 2nd, 2017, for my delicious recipes for Super Bowl 51. And finally, on February 3rd, 2017, it's the big Super Bowl 51 preview show where I discuss who I think is going to win. That's Friday, February 3rd, 2017 at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then I'm going to host the Super Bowl 51 post-time show at 11 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, February 5th. So let's enjoy the Super Bowl week on Ace Network.
It's all about the game, and I am playing it all about the game.
Jimmy and I want to thank you, the WWE fans, for tuning into today's show. We hope you enjoyed it. Those are our top 10 favorite superstars and top 10 favorite women superstars. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy SmackDown Live tonight, and hopefully you'll enjoy the Royal Rumble this Sunday. I want to remind you that you can join Jimmy and I live this Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, and 1 p.m. Pacific as we host our Royal Rumble pre-show. That's this Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern right here on Ace Network. And, of course, I will advertise and promote that show on our fan page, Ace Network, on Facebook. So make sure to like our fan page, Ace Network, on Facebook to get all of our updates on our show news and our shows coming up on Ace Network. With that being said, good night, everybody, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Ace Network with the ace that runs this place, me, Alex Cardinelli. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I really appreciate your listening. Don't forget to check us out on social media. Give our Facebook page a like. Our Facebook page is Ace Network by Alex Cardinelli. You'll get show news, show updates, recipes that we're giving out on our show, and show advertisements. So you can find out when we're on air next. Like our fan page on Facebook, Ace Network by Alex Cardinelli. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and TuneIn. Ace Network on those sites. You can find us on iTunes by searching Lunch with Alex Cardinelli. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day. And remember, you are safe by listening to this show.